President Obama visits the victims of Hurricane Irene who are still drying out after the floods.
I'm going to make sure that even after the cameras are gone and attention is somewhere else, that FEMA and federal officials continue to work with our local officials to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Lee dumps more than a foot of water on some places in the Gulf Coast.
Stayed up half the night because the wind was blowing so hard around the house and stuff. Couldn't hardly sleep at all. This morning I got up and went to work, tried to go to work, and my wife called me up and said the water was still rising, so I'm back home trying to clean it all off now.
Sounds like FEMA will need to add another line to the budget. Blue water puts the government deeply in the red. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. John Hockenberry is out again today. Let's take a look at our top news this morning, and it's all about storms. Tropical Storm Lee, not quite as strong as it was, but it's still giving the Gulf Coast states a real soaking.
Raining on and off. We're getting bands. So far, we've gotten 8 to 10 inches of rain, a lot of flooded streets.
That's Brian Adams in Hancock County, Mississippi. The storm was downgraded to a tropical depression overnight after it dropped more than a foot of rain on parts of the region. The pump and levee system in New Orleans kept the city above water. Several low-lying communities near the bayous, though, are flooded. There were also reports of a handful of tornadoes. Frank Ledbetter in Bailey's Corney, Alabama, heard one.
I said, man, what is that? It just got louder and louder and louder. And I woke my wife up and I said, it's a tornado.
Tropical Storm Lee sent winds, not rain, to drought-hit Texas. A wildfire that had been under control suddenly turned into a 16-mile-long uncontrollable inferno. Thousands were forced to evacuate last night.
It was in everybody's backyard that close. I mean, it come just so fast, so quick.
Navarro Assistant Fire Chief Bruce Adams says about 300 homes near Austin have been destroyed. A woman and her 18-month-old daughter were killed when they couldn't escape their burning home in time. Officials in Austin have asked local media for help in contacting every available firefighter in that area. Meanwhile, at least 40,000 people are still without power a week after Hurricane Irene. Yesterday, President Obama visited Paterson, New Jersey. That city was hit with its worst flooding in more than a century.
We are going to make sure that we provide all the resources that are necessary in order to help these communities rebuild.
The president promised to send federal aid to every state affected by Irene. In Libya, thousands of rebel fighters have surrounded the city of Bin Walid after negotiations for a peaceful surrender of one of the last Muammar Gaddafi strongholds reportedly collapsed. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resumes this morning. Four senior members of Mubarak's security force will be the first witnesses on the stand. They're expected to testify that Mubarak ordered a crackdown on protesters during the uprising against him. The United Nations says famine has spread to another region of Somalia. The UN says 750,000 people are at risk of death in the next few months if there is not an adequate response. And the U.S. Postal Service says it's so low on cash, it will not be able to make a $5.5 billion payment this month, and it may have to shut down entirely over the winter unless Congress takes emergency action. President Obama is in Detroit today for the Labor Day parade there. Asian and European markets are down, and Wall Street is closed for the holiday. Later on this morning, we'll hear from a girl who was 8 years old when the attack happened on September 11th, too scarred to talk about it for a decade, but finally finding the words to interview her own family about losing her father, a police officer, on that day.
That morning, I had to tell you that they found Daddy. And I remember that you smiled, and I told you it wasn't good. And then I just remember one tear coming down out of your eyes.
We're going to hear from the now 18-year-old Jillian Suarez as she interviews her own family. We're going to look at the Generation 9/11, young people coming of age after the attack. Later on this hour, first, the latest from the Gulf, where Tropical Storm Lee is causing massive flooding around the region. That's in just a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.